The plan would only let people who have a Wisconsin address vote on advisory opinions issued by the Conservation Congress. Sponsors call it a common sense change. But Conservation Congress Secretary Lee Farney told a state Senate panel it would exclude the votes of people who live elsewhere but have a stake in Wisconsin's natural resources.
People who grew up in Wisconsin, they move somewhere else, they come back here to hunt, to fish, to do whatever. They have a legitimate interest, we believe, in the questions that come up at the spring hearings, and we believe that they should be allowed to vote.
Farney says the plan would also exclude people who live elsewhere but own land in Wisconsin. But Chippewa Falls Republican Senate sponsor Terry Moulton says it's no different than other voting laws.
You cannot vote in a general election as a property owner now unless your primary residence is here. So this just follows the same thing that we do with general elections.
The plan has already passed the state assembly on a unanimous voice vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.